This call is being recorded.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Am I speaking to the aunt of who I was speaking to beforehand, Christine?
Yes.
Hi. My name is Brandon Sharp. I'm an intake specialist for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Now, this is a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to get a claim through today?
Sure.
Okay. Now, this was you who was using Depo Provera, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever spoken to any attorneys in the past regarding this?
No.
No. Okay. And can you confirm with me that you've never signed any documents with any other law firms regarding Depo Provera?
That is correct.
Okay. Got it. Now, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
A what?
A meningioma.
That's
a brain tumor.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. How long ago were you diagnosed?
February of 2019.
Of 2019. Okay. Got that down. And what is your first name?
Corina.
Corina. Could you spell that out for me?
C-O-R-R-I-N-A.
Corina.
Have you ever heard of the song Corina, Corina?
Corina, Corina?
Yeah.
Is it spelled the same way?
Sort of, yes. My dad loved that song so much, he named me after it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? I've seen the movie, actually. It was a comedy or drama, I believe. Do you know which one I'm talking about? Corina,
yes,
Corina?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen the movie. I haven't heard of the song, though.
With Whoopi Goldberg?
Yes, yes. Yeah, my dad actually showed me that movie. That's awesome that you got named after that. Okay. And
the song is in that movie.
Oh, that means I have heard the song. I see. Corina, Corina. And that is spelled, I just want to confirm, C-O-R-R-I-N-A.
There's only two R's. C-O-R-R-I-N-A.
Got it. And your last name is Tucker?
No, Linnaeus.
Linnaeus. Could you spell that out for me?
L-E-N-I-U-S.
I see. Linnaeus. So L-E-N-I-U-S. Got it. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
March 24th,
1973. Got it. Okay. And in regards to Provera. Oh, go ahead.
I'm Christine's aunt through her mother.
Oh, through her mother, on the mother's side.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And Christine, is that the only other person that you know that was also injured by Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
As far as I know.
Right. Okay. And on to the questions about Depo Provera and your usage of it. Now, did you consume the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera through injection?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year?
Yes, I used it for 3.
For 3 years. I see. And in one of those 3 years, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections before you were diagnosed?
Yes, I used it once every 3 months.
Okay, once every 3 months. Got it. And do you remember what year was the first time that you ever used it?
2004.
2004. Okay. And you said you used it for how many years?
Actually, I used it for 4 years. Sorry. I started in 2004 and I stopped in 2008.
2008. Okay. Got it.
Well, some people say that it was only 3 years because hold on. Let me look at my calendar.
Okay.
I started it in October 20th of 2004. And I stopped on August 3rd of 2008.
Okay, Got it. So October 20th, 2004 to August 3rd, 2008. So around 4 years of usage.
Yeah.
Okay. And for HIPAA compliance purposes only, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And your current marital status?
Single.
Single. Okay. And I'm going to spell out your name once more here. Corina is C-O-R-R-I-N-A. Last name, Lenius, L-E-N-I-U-S.
Correct.
Okay. And do you have a middle name, Corina?
Marie.
Marie. Okay. And can you spell that out for me?
M-A-R-I-E.
Got it. Okay. And what is your social?
Hold on with that.
No problem.
Five, three, eight, seven, four, seven, two, two, nine.
Okay. 5387472229.
Yes.
Okay. And what is your primary email?
My primary email is karinalinius@gmail.com. But when I was making it, I don't know what was going on, but I accidentally spelled my last name wrong.
Okay.
And other than it being L-E, I put it as L-I.
Oh, I see. Okay, so Corina spelled C-O-R-R-I-N-A, and Linnea spelled L-I-N-I-U-S.
Yes.
Okay, got that down. And your primary phone number?
918-902-7123.
Okay, got that down. And is this your mobile phone?
Yes.
Okay. And how would you prefer to be contacted, through phone calls, texts, or emails?
Phone calls, please.
Okay. When are you best available throughout the day?
Anytime after 10 o'clock.
Okay.
After 11 o'clock?
11,
so
but,
afternoon, okay.
Yeah, but no matter what, do not call me between 9 and 10 because that's my time between me and God.
Okay, understandable. I'll mark off afternoon, so after 12.
Okay.
Okay, and your current address?
6710 West 68th Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74131.
74131. Got it. And this is a house?
Yes.
Okay. I have that down here. Now, when it comes to your diagnosis, when you were first diagnosed with the meningioma, do you remember what your doctor's name was?
It was my family doctor, which is Dr. Khan, K-H-A-N.
K-H-A-N, got it. And is that the first or last name?
That's the last name.
Okay. Do you know the first name?
Hold on.
No problem.
First name is J-A-H-A-N-G-I-R.
Jahangir. I probably butchered it, but okay, I have that down. J-A-H-A-N-G-I-R. Okay. And what hospital was he located at?
Dr. Khan did not diagnose me. He's the one that prescribed that. The one that diagnosed me, I am sorry, but the one that diagnosed me, hold on.
No problem.
Let me see. The same one that takes care of my niece. Kenny, that's him.
Oh,
my niece just told me it's Kenny.
Kenny Fufanto?
Yeah.
Okay. Fufanto.
Yeah.
Okay. And that would be at St. John's Medical Center?
Yeah.
Okay. What were you going to say?
The thing is I got diagnosed in February, and when I went to see him back in February of 2019.
Yeah.
And when I went to see him, my niece came with me one time, and he looked at her and said, "She doesn't look too good as well. What type of symptoms is she having?" And we told him her symptoms, which wasn't anything like mine. And he said, "I would like to start checking her out too."
I see.
And then he diagnosed her as well.
So that's why you both have the same diagnosing doctor.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. I'll make a note of this. Got it. And what were your symptoms? How did they differ from in general?
Well, the thing is I started getting weakness in my arms and legs, and I started getting really bad headaches, and when all of a sudden I just started forgetting stuff, and my family members noticed that I was forgetting things and everything else like that. They said, "Hey, this isn't right. You're too young for this.
Right.
You need to go see somebody."
Oh, I see. I see. And then that's when you ended up going to the doctor, and that's when they diagnosed you.
Yeah.
I see.
And with my niece being even younger than me and her having really bad seizures and her forgetting stuff, and
right.
She had what he called a stare-off seizure right there in his office. He said that he wanted to check her out.
Oh, wow. I see. And so you both have been taking care of each other since?
Yes.
Oh, I see. And in terms of treatment on your end, did you go through any treatment? What type of treatment did they do?
I went through chemotherapy just like her, and we were right by each other with our chemo.
Really? So you went through the cycles together?
Yes.
Oh, wow, you both went through it together. I see. How are you doing now?
I'm doing really good, and I'm glad that all I came out with was just memory loss and slight muscle loss and muscle weakness and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But her, on the other hand, with her seizures, and the doctor said that she'll probably have them for the rest of her life and stuff like that. It's
really, I see.
And with how bad they are, the doctor said that she's never going to be able to live alone and everything
else.
You're
also there with her.
Yeah. We went through this together, and we're going to stay together.
Wow. I see. Oh, that's amazing that you're there for her. And I know that she's still taking that seizure medication, which does help a bit. I'm glad to hear that as well.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And this next question is a bit random, but did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. I'm glad to hear. Got it. Okay. Other than that, when you went through your chemo and you were finished with it, did you ever get prescribed any type of medication?
No.
Okay. Got it. Now, when it comes to your medical records, do you keep a copy of those, or are they all with the hospital?
I do keep a copy of them, and they are in the hospital too.
Okay. And if you were to provide them, could you do that through email or through just mail?
Email.
Okay. I'll mark that off. And in terms of an emergency contact, would you like to put down Christine's information?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second here. How long have you both lived together?
For about 5 years now.
Oh, well, 5 years now. I see. Give me 1 quick second here. Okay. And the address is the same as yours.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Well, that was everything. Those were all the questions I had for you. Now I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents over, and that's going to be in your email as well as your text messages, okay? So these are the retainers for the attorney. After you sign these documents, the attorney will give you a call in the next 2 days. Should be within today. If not, it should be tomorrow. Now, when he does call you, he'll verify all of the information we went through to make sure it's correct, and your claim should be submitted afterwards. Now, these also will the retainers also have the medical release form, so if you'd like us to, we can pull those from the hospital, but you can also just send it to us over as well. So let me know if you receive these documents. They should be sent through now. Okay, that should be sent through.
Now, yes, I got them.
Yeah, and when you open that link, it should open up the page to start, and you'll accept confirmations through text, continue. You'll put through your signatures in the yellow boxes as well as initials, continue, and finish, and I'll review.
Okay.
And let me know if you have any issues there.
No.
Okay. Okay, I just got those through on my end, so let me go ahead and review them, make sure everything looks correct here. It does. And when it comes to your initials, is that how you normally write your initials out?
Yeah, it's a CL.
Oh, I see. Okay, got it. That is perfect then. You're all set from here. I'm going to go ahead and send you a text message from my personal desk line. This is where you can ask any questions, give me a call or text if you do. Now, like I said, you will be receiving a call from the attorney in the next 2 days here, just the same with Christine. So keep an eye out for that, as your claim will be submitted when you verify the information with the attorney. But otherwise, if you have any further questions, don't hesitate to give me a text or call, okay?
So with Christine's initials, you saw the KT in that?
Yes.
Okay. Some people have said that Christine's initials look like an octopus, and a lot of people say that mine look like an upside down three.
I see the upside down three. I definitely do. But now that you said the CL, I see that as well. It's very unique. I like it.
Me and my niece are artists, so that's our art signature, the CL and the KT. We do that at the bottom of our drawings.
Oh, I see. So do you draw or paint or both?
We draw a lot.
Oh, really? Oh, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that you're able to draw. I'm terrible at drawing in general, but I guess all art is based on opinion, not exactly skill, right, on my end.
Right, right.
That's amazing that you're both artists, though. Well, I do wish you both the best, and God bless you both. I hope everything works out here regarding the claims.
You should see what my dad has done. He's taken trash and made a little itty-bitty HO2 scale model of a mansion. And when people have came and looked at it, they said that if they were like an inch tall, you could live in that little bee mansion.
Really?
It was so good.
Wow. That's awesome. Have you both ever tried to make art like that, or is it mostly just drawings?
At the moment, it's mostly drawings, crochet, and stuff like that. But Christine, she was in foster care for a while, and she's done pottery. She's done basket weaving. She has done a lot of different stuff. So.
Oh, wow. So it's not just reserved to drawing, but more along the lines of everything under the broad assumption of art in general. That is awesome. I'm an artist as well.
She's done a lot of things with her hands. If she can do it with her hands, she's done it, more than
less. That's amazing. Yeah, definitely. Definitely a good skill to be able to use your hands. I would say I'm an artist as well, but I sing, so I don't really use my hands. Moreover, my voice. All right.
Well,
Yeah, you're all set here, by the way, and feel free to give me a call if you have any questions at all. I work through Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., so those are the times I'm available.
Okay.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time again. I wish you the best all throughout this claim process, and if you don't get a call, by the way, in the next couple of days, give me a call.
All right.
Okay.
God bless you, and happy holidays.
You as well. I hope you have a great Christmas.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.